And I liked it. I liked the fact that the character appeared to be lazy, but that it was a good thing. It was a, you know, and I think the more there is a dialogue, what you're saying, talking to children authentically about what's going on, and you know, because we rush them to school, and we're telling. I mean, that's exactly what happens. And Ferdinand, that, you know, he's rushed off to do this thing that doesn't want to do.
So how do we stop this treadmill? How do we intervene in a totalitarian system? It grabs our children. It immediately starts indoctrinating them in the notion that they have to perform.
Right. Well, you talking about you as a parent and grieving off of having to be a slave to the system, and then me thinking about being a parent and going through similar things. Of, I think your answer, the answer is in talking to each other and having a greater awareness about the lies, the things that we've been taught and indoctrinated into our who we are, really. I mean, I see this all the time working with children. Just last week, this heartbreaking connection interaction between a mother and a child, who this child just wanted to show her mom that she could do this acrobatic thing on the bar, and her mom saw her and saw that her shirt was coming down, and immediately was like, "Do you? Doesn't that make you feel uncomfortable when your shirt falls down? You know, I think you would feel better if you tucked it in." And I just saw this child's face, and body language is so humiliated and defeated and confused, and she like was trying to tuck her shirt in, and just it made me cry. I had to walk away because I was starting to cry. That we just do unconsciously, we do these things to our children, you know. And that's just one of infinite examples of how we impose our just on our children. And so as a parent, I think that has been extremely helpful for me to start to sit and process the conditioning that I wish to let go of. And I don't know. And that's just for me personally. I don't know how, as whatever community, a people, it is about talking and dialoguing and making conscious the unconscious. So far, there's not been in my community, a rich dialogue of, you know, to be able to do that. I get together with other parents and I can voice these types of,
but I think we got to go bigger. I mean, I agree with you. We need discussions on a very broad scale, but it's hard because we don't have our own media to get those rolling. And it's sort of getting it rolling that is the challenge. And Prince, in one of his songs, the song Stare, says, what is the line? He goes, first things first, I like you to stare. I used to go on stage in my underwear. I changed up. I got a brand new beat. Now we got the sounds that's popping in the street. They all stare. Can I help you? I mean, I really think we got to go bigger. That I really like that Michael Jackson video from that he shot in, what city was it? Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what city it was. In Brazil, it was, where he says, all I want to say is that they don't really care about us, you know? And he's got the drummers, I forget the name of these drummers, but it's like they're all circling him. The street is filled with these drummers and they're all dancing with Michael Jackson. It's a very powerful image. All I want to say is that they don't really care about us. And it's true. I love that video. I had it on the website for a long time. It's still there, going to nowhere, because I can't fix the, you know, it's going to take more than I can handle right now just to clean up my own website, sad to say. But I really do believe we got to draw attention to this. And that's how conversations get going with, you know, with it coming out of the house into the street. And I'm very longing to talk to Prince about that. What are you thinking about this? My love, I think of him as my love, my soulmate, because I don't know anybody else who I so vibe with, you know, who so wanted to get down, and I so want to get down. You know, we have so much work to do. They've grabbed our world. They've grabbed our media. They've grabbed our children. There is so much work to do. How do we make this bigger? Is where I'm at. Well, I think we all got to be thinking this, thinking about this. You know? So taking those conversations outside, making some songs that say what you want to say, and singing them so that they stick in people's minds, you know, because of the rhyme. We got to make it bigger. We don't have a lot of time. They have Nikola Tesla's weapon. That's why all of this theater around nuclear weapons is that's what it is. It's to make us afraid. You notice they don't talk about Nikola Tesla's EMF weapon, which takes down planes. While they're busy, you know, conning us and smoking us, excuse me, snowing us with all this you know, fancy aircraft. They got a hierarchy, just like they like to rank us and rank nations. They rank weaponry, right? The top nations get Nikola Tesla's EMF. The rest, you know, they're down there in their tanks. I mean, this is just nonsense. The entire world is false. They have an EMF weapon that can take down planes. Nikola Tesla said this 100 and whatever years ago. And we have been consistently snowed. I mean, literally, they see us as puppets on strings, dancing us around, laughing at the fact that only they know what's going on. Now, I'm not suggesting we spend a lot of time figuring out exactly what's going on, besides making them own the fact that they got these EMF weapons. That's critical. Because that delegitimizes the entire mess. So we gotta out the fact that they got this EMF. But just as important, we gotta be going for what we want. And that's in our bodies. Each one of us has a direct connection to the truth through our bodies if we listen to them. That's what they don't want us to do. That's why they hit Prince so hard. So I am encouraging all of my brothers and sisters to start thinking about how to take this bigger on those two fronts, forcing the state to admit what they got in terms of EMF weapons and Nikola Tesla's technology for making it rain where they want it to. Making the state admit what they have around EMF and Nikola Tesla's inventions that they have not admitted until now, until they are forced to. And then creating the world we want, which is no force, no force. Children learn by being shown, not by being talked at. I love that line at the end of Million Dollar Show, when in the song he goes, how he got so funky is a mystery. And then the very end of the song, he ends with that, with what I assume to be his father's voice saying, boy, If you don't sit your ass down, don't you see grown folks talking? And I said I was going to buy you a whistle. I love that. You could just see that little prince and what and his mind just working, working, working. What on earth planet did they put me on? You going to give me a whistle? Okay. We talk down to our children because this system talks down to us. They treat us like children. They train us to be children. It is time for us to grow up. That's what Prince was showing us. I miss that man.
What would you...
We would put our heads together and develop a plan. Now, I personally believe he did that. I'm really hoping it's so. But from my reading and listening to his work, my reading of his work is that the man don't sell no wolf tickets. He says what he means. And we know what he said. So, come on, I'm ready. I want to see it.
So you're saying that you're feeling like Prince's answer to the dilemma of Socrates' dilemma is to claim your bodies, but then beyond that, to take that into a place of communal celebration.
Totally. That's a good summary. Thank you.
Thank you. Now we just got to make it happen.
Yeah. Thank you, sweetie.